You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
As always, we start off the show with a sense of how markets have been moving throughout the day. I'm joined on the line by Chief Investment Officer at Makwe Fund Managers, Makwe Masilela, to take a look at market movements and get a sense of what's been happening. Dr. Masilela, lovely having you on the show as always. Thanks so much for taking the time. An interesting start to the week, an interesting start to the month in general. This is the first full trading day of the month of November. And I suppose markets have had quite the year. How are things looking as we head into kind of the final weeks of the year?
You know, locally, things are not looking that great. And good evening to you and to the listeners compared to our international peers. Maybe just to put things into perspective, you know, as much as now and then you'll hear us saying we've reached new record highs, for the month of October, the All Share is only up 0.5%. For 3 months, the All Share is only up 10%. And you look that we've been helped mainly by resources, 10, which is up almost 25%. You compare us with our international peers, we're still lagging behind. And all because we don't have the necessary exposure to AI. We know that the previous momentum has been driven mainly by that great hopes over AI, which continues to take market to record highs. We see deals happening. NVIDIA as well will now be selling some stuff to the United Arab Emirates. You know, AI, OpenAI as well. There's some kind of investment happening there. Earnings have been great. The easing of US-China trade tension, that also benefited us, the US interest rate cut. But as we are today, we started the month, you know, down 0.1%. And it is more or less a mixed batch anyway. The Dow, as we're talking now, is currently down. It's only the Nasdaq because of mainly those AI stocks. Even our European peers continue to be mixed. So I'm saying we have to be careful that we have to take out the noise and maybe have a better picture. Because on a day-to-day basis, this is more like a casino. The other day you are up to 1.4%. The other day you are down 0.5%, stuff like that. But I think you need to smooth things out. But generally, we have seen that internationally as well, things have been stabilizing. I mean, the geopolitics that used to be an issue have now been fully baked into the asset prices. Tariffs themselves, Jimmy, we've been worried about that. But if you look that since Trump took over, stocks have been going up, or bonds as well, doing great. So if you have to judge Donald Trump's, you know, term so far, you know, based on the financial markets, then it has a different story compared to how people were worried and concerned that these tariffs will definitely have a negative impact when it comes to the global economies.
Makwe, let's look at some of those decisions that have taken place recently. We know that we got a deal out of the United States and China, and that is a big part of the geopolitical conversation you alluded to, because a lot of what has been riding on market sentiment has been around whether or not we're going to see a re-escalation of a trade war of sorts. It doesn't seem as though we're headed that way. But as we know with President Trump, these sorts of conversations can change almost overnight. How are you seeing the conversation between effectively the two largest economies in the world?
You know, I think we view this more as a tactical truce rather than a long-term deal. And it just tells you that it's not easy. I mean, we know that the deadline was coming on the 1st of November, and now it has just been extended without telling us up until when. But if you just took the two previous truces, we're talking almost, it was 90 days, so that's 180 days. That's almost half the year. And you see that the escalation of this hostility when it comes to Canada carries on. The point is, China, just like the US, none of them can afford to have those kind of tariffs. Yes, they need each other, and it's a question of sanity prevailing. Yes, for the fact that there must be some tariff of some point, whether it's going to be a base 15% or so, it confirms to some extent that maybe Trump had a point. Why are the guys now agreeing to pay something? Whether it's 30% or 25%, it just tells you that there was something that was not fair between our trades with the US for whatever reasons. I think there's a debate for another day. Because if everything has just been fair, Jimmy, we're not even going to accept the base tariff of 15%. The point I'm making is, The US cannot afford to fight China, just like China itself. And China continues to be clever as well, just like the US. Outside themselves, they also try to have some bilaterals with other continents. Look what happened to that South Korea meeting that has been happening, that Asian Pacific meeting, the big meeting. I mean, the guys themselves are trying to work together, you know. But before that, Trump was clever, managed to sign almost four deals or so, if I'm not mistaken, with some of the countries that signed. So it's more of a balancing act. But we know none of them can afford to have those kind of tariffs.
It certainly was a big trip for the President of the United States from a deals perspective. There were a lot of deals on the table, some we weren't even prepared to hear about, and they surprised the market. Mark, I want to take a look at the commodity side of it. It has been a big driving factor for South African markets in particular, and we have been seeing some on and off profit taking. How do you think this is going to be affecting the markets going into the tail end of the year? We've run really hot on a lot of sectors, and as you mentioned earlier, we've run hot on sectors like AI as well. Do you think, if we're looking at commodities and perhaps even markets in general, do you think we still have the steam for that big December push and for the Santa rally that we always look forward to?
I think it will depend, number one, as much as we've seen that last week or so, the U.S. Central Reserve Chair, you know, told us that the December rate cut is not a foregone conclusion. But if data comes out and provided, or depending when this U.S. government shutdown will come to an end, that will start telling us whether can we still continue to expect further rate cuts coming out of the U.S. And we know per come here, I think our interest rate decision is on the 20th or 21st of November. That will also play a critical role, not forgetting the midterm, you know, budget speech which is coming. So that will also affect or influence the local markets. But the general commodity complex, I think it will be driven by if we continue to see some pockets of growth in the likes of China, because China continues to be the biggest consumer of those minerals, then probably that might continue to benefit the likes of our resources. I mean, just today, China's flex activity in October missed that market expectation, and they were tracked down mainly by the sharper drop when it comes to your export orders. On Friday as well, we've seen their official PMI not doing that great. So my point is, as long as we start seeing some growth from that end, then probably maybe that might continue to help our resources. But I think the most important thing will be getting to get to some level of certainty when it comes to the global trade. And that probably will start affecting all the markets, industrials, everything mentioned. And Jimmy, I think we're learning for those days where markets get to be driven by the real fundamentals. Is this company doing great or not, you know, other than this other noise?
Marco, speaking of companies being driven by fundamentals, are you looking at anything at the moment from a sector perspective where you can see very strong fundamentals starting to play out even amidst all of the global events and the local events?
Continue to do great, you know. We've seen inflation moderating. We continue to expect some interest rate cuts, and we can even see from the big boys coming this side to open some of the stores. And we know food itself continue to be defensive, and our food inflation, I think it's more or less tamed, especially with now the central bank looking more into 3% as the target. So I think that will bode well. And remember, even those food companies or the manufacturers, they no longer have to deal with high cost of electricity, because we've seen load shedding is more or less contained. It's just a question of improving our logistics, and we understand that plans, you know, to be able to deal with that.
Certainly a lot for markets to be thinking about as we head into the tail end of the year. But for now, markets are seemingly trying to find a bit more stability and have a little less volatility in them. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Thanks so much to the Chief Investment Officer at Makwe Fund Managers. That's Makwe Masilela, for joining us to take a look at markets.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.